Are you constantly worrying, full of anxiety? There's fear of the future. And if you think about life, you start feeling guilty and sometimes you even slip into like a deep depression. If that is you, I want to suggest to you that it might be that you are what the Bible calls under the curse of the law. So in Galatians 3 verse 10, it says this, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all the things that are written in the book of the Lord to do them." You see, so many Christians ask these questions. Why am I feeling like this? Why is it going so bad with my life? Why is things not falling in place for me? And then they start scratching in the past, looking for curses, and they talk about these generational curses that might be upon them. And I want to just free you from that, because if you are born again, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, that all things have become new. Your new creation, all things have become new. That means there's no generational curse that can be on your life, because Christ has become your new identity. He is who you are, and on Christ there's no curse, and there's no curse on you. So I want to set you free from that mindset of generational curse. But then people also have this mindset of, but maybe there's some demonic activity going on in my soul. I know my spirit is clean, but what about my soul? Now, that might be true, that the devil has an inroad into your soul realm, but the demonic activity is not the problem. The problem really is the wrong belief that gives that demonic activity permission. So simply it comes down to you are believing something wrong. You are believing a lie. And there's a simple answer to that. That is the truth. And the truth about the new covenant, who you are in Christ and how to operate under grace, is what will set you free. Jesus even said it in John 8:32. He said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So this week we're going to look at some things that you might feel like anxiety, a lot of guilt, feeling without purpose. And those symptoms are sometimes a reason, or it's a feeling that you get because you are under what the Bible calls the curse of the law. And being hard on yourself is not going to help you, but changing your beliefs is what's going to help you. So we're going to identify those things in this week, and then we're going to look at them, and you are going to get set free this week in Jesus' name. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.